Welcome, everybody. It is Thursday afternoon, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You're not going to want to go anywhere. We've got Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining me in about 13 minutes here on the program to talk about the lawsuit that he and many, many other state attorneys general filed to force the federal government to fund SNAP. There was an initial hearing today about that, and there is some good news to report. And I'm especially excited because at 5 o'clock, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Craig Spencer. He is a professor at Brown University. He is a medical doctor, and he lectures on the history of public health and eugenics. He is one of the country's foremost clinician voices on emergency care. And he has publicly come out and stated that the Trump administration's policies mirror the eugenics policies of America in the 1920s, which were studied and cataloged by the Nazis. We're going to get into that very, very challenging conversation with Dr. Craig Spencer at 5 p.m. And I just want to tell you this about Dr. Spencer. This is not an academician sitting in an ivory tower. The man helped fight the Ebola outbreak in this country, in New York City's emergency rooms, and was diagnosed with, had Ebola himself in 2014. So that is not a conversation to be missed. And since we're beginning on a bit of a serious note, I can only say this about the day's headlines. It feels existential. The selection of headlines today is frankly frightening. Here was one headline. The Pentagon is readying tens of thousands of National Guard members to mobilize reaction forces across all 50 states. Here's another one. The Trump administration says it struck another alleged drug boat in the Pacific, killing four. And a Trump official today admitted, we don't work to confirm positive identities of those that are on board these ships that they're killing without the presentation of any evidence. If you don't positively identify these people, how do you know that you are not committing murder? Here's another headline. Trump tells the Pentagon to immediately resume testing U.S. nuclear weapons. I feel safer. Do you? And then this bit of breaking news just this hour. Classified U.S. report finds backlog of hundreds of possible Israeli human rights violations in Gaza. The State Department's watchdog says it will take years to review credible allegations against Israeli military units in Gaza. Dire times. Dire times. Frightening times, indeed. But from time to time on this program, you will all hear me talk about things and refer to them as no-brainers. Things that should obviously happen. We had Senator Sarah Kieski on yesterday talking about a bill to ask the Wisconsin government, the Department of Health and Human Services, to apply for waivers so that folks that are incarcerated, that are about to be released, that have mental health or substance use disorders, can receive Medicaid to address those issues prior to their release and continue to receive that care after their release. People are coming out of our incarceration facilities. I don't know about you, but I think treating their mental health issues and their substance abuse disorders is a, quote, no-brainer. There was a bit of no-brainer news this afternoon. King Charles has stripped Prince Andrew, no longer a prince, of all of his royal titles, all of his royal honorifics, and is effectively evicting him from the palace that he has been living in rent-free for over 20 years. Here is the reporting today. Andrew will no longer be known as a prince or His Royal Highness, among other titles. This was announced by Buckingham Palace today. He will be known instead as Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor. Even his regular name sounds snotty and creepy. Here's Buckingham Palace's statement. Quote, His Majesty today initiated a formal process to remove the style, titles, and honors of Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor. He was a prince because he was the son of Queen Elizabeth when she was the then reigning monarch. He was given then the title of Duke of York, which is what he's generally referred to as well as the Earl of Inverness and Baron Killeley by his late mother. Those were granted to him on his wedding day. That was back in 1986. He also has royal honors, including the Order of the Garter and the Knight Grand Cross of the Victorian Order. Why am I going into all that? Because I don't care. Really, I've never been a royal watcher. Don't care. But why is this happening? It's happening because Prince Andrew has never been held to full account for his very long relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. If the royal freaking family in the United Kingdom can somehow stumble their way to figuring out that they got to evict this guy from his palace, which they quaintly call the Royal Lodge in Windsor, but it is a palace. If the British royal family can figure out that this is unacceptable and that he can no longer benefit from the privileges bestowed upon him simply by artifact of genetics, you would think that maybe the Republican Party in this country, who had railed about child sex trafficking rings, who fomented conspiracy theories about pizza parlors, would somehow find their way to bring the full transparency that they promised to their voters. People ask me all the time, well, why didn't Joe Biden do it? It wasn't a Democratic issue. Republicans and the MAGA movement specifically made it a centerpiece of their movement. So again, in the category of no-brainer, you would think that when your movement gets control of the executive branch, the judiciary, and the legislative branch, that item number one on the agenda would be to address this grand conspiracy theory that's been percolating amongst your ranks for well now over a decade. But no, they won't even seat a congresswoman who was duly elected, depriving her some 800,000 constituents of representation in Congress. I don't understand. I do not understand why this is okay. I've got a couple of texts coming in, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You know, one of my favorite Kool-Aid drinkers continues to drink the Kool-Aid. Mark from Sussex all over my text line with a bunch of continuing misinformation and nonsense. Thank you, Mark, for participating. You get a participation acknowledgement. He says this, headline, more Americans think the Dems are responsible for shutdown. No, Mark, that's not true. Navigator Research, the Washington Post Ipsos ABC poll, who polled 1,000 Americans, as well as the Marquette University Law School poll yesterday. No, Americans aren't blaming Democrats. Maybe the fellow Kool-Aid drinkers might be blaming Democrats, but I think Americans have this one fairly accurately. And that is, Democrats have made a very simple demand. Restore the subsidies, the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, so we do not have a healthcare Armageddon. Republicans refuse to even talk about it, despite the fact that the situation that everybody's in is because of the MAGA movement. It's because they did that in the big, brutal bill. And despite the fact, Mark from Sussex and every other MAGA supporter that's listening to me right now, despite the fact that I've heard over and over and over and over again that Republicans have some magical plan to make healthcare both better and cheaper, I have yet to see it. So Mark from Sussex, please drop in the text line the link to the Republicans' legislation that they have to replace Obamacare and make healthcare cheaper and better for every American. Because if you were serious about solving this problem and you wanted the shutdown to come to an end, Mark, you wouldn't be texting me. You'd be calling your MAGA representatives in Congress and saying, Dems will sign the CR when you have active legislation that you have proposed to solve the healthcare problem. They've had 15 years to work on it, Mark. Where's the plan? We got concepts of a plan, Mark. We have no plan. 855-755. Am I getting the number right? I'm so ticked off. 855-752-4842. 855-757. Just whipped myself up into a lather. Let's get at least one quick call in here. Charles from Milwaukee, always like to see you on my caller line. What you got for us? And please make it quick. We're up on time.
Hey. Hey, Maggie, the Kool-Aid must be super, super strong. It got to be good.
Good Kool-Aid.
The Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. John Thune, all he has to do is go in and blow up the filibuster. They got 50 votes, pass it, but they don't want to do that because they know that they will be blamed for the skyrocketing health care costs, people getting kicked off insurance. So what they're hoping is the Democrats will cave, and then they can blame the Democratic Party for the health care crisis.
That they created. That's exactly what's going on, Charles. It makes me so mad. By the way, Mark from Sussex, please drop a link to an objective poll that you're citing, because according to the ABC News Ipsos Washington Post poll, 45% of Americans blame the MAGAs for the shutdown. Only 33%. Blame Democrats. And the independents, well, they're breaking in favor of the Dems. Just saying. Facts matter, my friend. When we come back, we're going to talk to a good friend of the show, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, about his fight to make sure that not a single Wisconsinite goes hungry despite the MAGA marauding. Stay tuned, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.